National Night Out is typically about promoting partnerships between communities and law enforcement. However, this year the night took on new meaning, at least in Oak Creek. LaToya attended last night's events and joins us this morning. Good morning, LaToya.
Hi, Bob.
So, in the wake of the Sikh temple shooting on Sunday, what was the mood like last night in Oak Creek?
Well, it was definitely a more somber event. I mean, you still had the games for kids and cheerleaders and food, the things you would normally see at a night out event. But a number of people came out just to show support for the Sikh people. Angela DeLuna and her family caught my eye because they wore tank tops with messages of prayer and love written on their shirts with a marker.
We wanted to be here to support the Sikh temple and to let them know that not everybody is bad, and we just want them to know that we are thinking about them and we care for them too.
Now, DeLuna has a daughter who looked to be around 8 or 9 years old. She says she brought her here because she wants to teach her the importance of embracing and loving everyone.
Did anyone speak about the importance of the greater Milwaukee area coming together right now?
Yeah. In fact, I ran into a man by the name of Keith Bailey. He brought a couple of signs with him that said, "Milwaukee unites with you." Now, as you probably already know, Milwaukee and Oak Creek are two very different cities in terms of size and demographics. But Bailey believes there's a connection between Oak Creek, the Sikh people, and Milwaukee outside of geography.
Milwaukee unites with the people here, the Sikh community, that is suffering right now. Milwaukee is a constant battleground. There's sometimes 2 and 3 shootings in a day. At some point, us discharging a weapon to settle things is going to have to be really addressed and looked at. Milwaukee matters. Oak Creek matters. The Sikh community, they matter.
Bailey worked with the Sikh community before Sunday's shooting. He was on hand Sunday and says he will continue offering his support.
I imagine that obviously people were sad, but I'm wondering, was there any sense of uneasiness or fearfulness that you saw or sensed?
You know, I didn't really get the sense that people were fearful, but some were uneasy. Robert Maletro says he came out to offer support to the Sikh people, but also to make himself feel better.
I feel very strange that this has happened in our community to innocent people. And I just needed to come here. I was actually hoping that I could convey those condolences to members of the community, just to make myself feel better, as well as hopefully make them feel a little bit better.
Now, at around 8:30 p.m., hundreds upon hundreds of people moved from the grounds of the Oak Creek Community Center to a park right across the street for a vigil. Members of the Sikh community handed out scarves so that people could cover their heads as a show of respect. Traditional music played as people sang and prayed.
I would imagine, LaToya, that this was a moving experience.
Bob, honestly, I don't even know how to put it into words right now. I was standing near the two children of Prakash Singh, who was killed, and their mother, and they were inconsolable. In fact, at the end of the vigil, a young girl, maybe 12 or so, asked for the picture someone was holding of her father. She took the picture over to her mother, who hugged it and sobbed. There was so much sadness, but the Sikh people are such an open community and continue to welcome others with open arms. They made it a point last night to say that they have no enemies.
Thanks, LaToya.
Thank you.
LaToya Dennis reporting this morning here on WUWM.
WUWM is supported by...